This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends.
A middle school was placed on lockdown after a student got hurt during a fight. Meanwhile, apartments could be coming to malls. Wawa's officially on its way. Plus, a new exhibit allows you to walk like an Egyptologist. I'm Claudia DeMuro, and you're listening to Today in PA. Penbrook Middle School in Montgomery County was placed on temporary lockdown on Wednesday after a student got hurt in a fight, reports NBC 10. Principal Nick Taylor notified parents that the fight took place during lunchtime and involved both police and medical personnel responding to the scene. The injured student was taken to a nearby hospital. What caused the fight hasn't yet been confirmed, although school officials stated they're currently working with law enforcement to investigate. The State House passed House Bill 1799 this week, reports the Center Square. Today in PA has previously covered this bill, which, if passed, could make it easier to transform crumbling, unused malls into housing through tax credits and abatements, although using the latter won't be required, but left up to localities. In the words of Center Square reporter Anthony Hennin, quote, "Shopping malls in many parts of the Commonwealth have gone from a magnet for retail to eyesores. Using them as a means to create more housing not only addresses the current housing shortage, but also brings life back into buildings that have essentially been left to rot where they stand." The bill has to pass through the Senate next. It's official, StatesPen Live. Wawa's coming to Central Pennsylvania. A groundbreaking ceremony was held this week in Lower Swatara Township, signaling the start of the brand's entrance into the region. Wawa has confirmed it plans on opening up to 7 stores per year over the next 5 years in areas such as Cumberland and York counties, among others. There's a new exhibit at the Carnegie Museum of Natural History in Pittsburgh that allows you to walk like an Egyptologist, says CBS Local Pittsburgh. The Stories We Keep, Conserving Objects from Ancient Egypt, allows you to take a closer look at the museum's artifacts quite literally. You can piece together parts of broken pottery, look at things under a microscope, and even tag along with staff to see how they catalog and preserve these artifacts. Explains Director of Exhibitions and Design at the museum, Sarah Crawford, quote, "It's really focused on how we care for the objects at the museum, why we care for them, why we have them in our collection, and it is an opportunity for visitors to see behind the scenes. You can check out the Stories We Keep for free with admission up until next March." Happy Friday, you guys. To stay up to date over the weekend, drop by penlive.com. Also, please remember to rate this podcast and to share it around. Thanks ahead of time, and as always, thanks for sticking with us. I'm Claudia DeMuro. Have a great weekend, and we'll get back together Monday for another week of Today in PA. This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends.